take. This is no, this is a no doubt zone. Say it. I live in a no doubt zone. Next time somebody says, hey, how you doing in 2025? Your response is going to be, I live in a no doubt zone. Well, hello, come on in. Welcome to a brand new edition of Your Breakthrough, where the God of the endless ages, the God of the angel armies, Jehovah Sabaoth, has put a plan in place for your total success. Your future, hear me now, is brimming full of hope with the blessing of the Lord for your family, for your health, spirit, soul, body, all that pertains to life and godliness, and for your financial security. God cares about that as well. You're about to have an overflowing experience of abundance of joy, overwhelming, overcoming victory in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In 2025, the number 5 symbolizes God's grace and His favor coming toward you. And then there's that 2, where you and I are declaring agreement together that we are now in a divinely designated year. Hallelujah. 365 days of double grace, 2 times 5, 25, the year 2025. Woo! I'm ready. I believe with all my heart, overwhelmingly amazing things, signs, wonders, miracles, healings, salvation, deliverance are coming toward you in 2025. Now, your adversary and mine is more than aware of God's promises. And that's why he's positioned every doubt, fear, circumstance, and a lot of people in front of you in an attempt to convince you to just surrender, just give up. That's not you. No, ma'am. No, sir. You ought to shout right there where you are that God is in you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. You're alive in Christ Jesus today. You're victorious in every situation. So let you and I rejoice. Let's be glad in this, the day that He has made. So important, whether it's the beginning of a new day or a new season, or some new endeavor, whatever it may be, to place. Now, I need you to lock in here with me and get this. To place the kingdom of God first. This is foundational, my dear friend. And that's the secret to posture yourself to receive the double blessings, double favor, double grace of the Lord. Now, here it is. Are you ready? Get ready. This is God's immutable, unchanging law. First fruits. Let me define it for you. That which comes first. More. That which is of greater importance than all others. That which comes forth first. That which is of greater importance than all others. That's first fruit. You know, it's often said you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Well, first things matter. And what I'm sharing with you, look, this is not surface. This is information that must not be passed over lightly or quickly. This is strong, sturdy, solid foundation. It's a structural pillar in the establishment of God's kingdom and His blessing in your life. This is so intensely important. Romans chapter 11, verse 16. That's where the great apostle Paul himself said it like this. For if the first portion is holy, the batch also is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches holy. The word in the Hebrew for first fruits is the choicest part. It's required to be the highest quality available. First fruits represents the first of everything, whether it was a man child or a beast or, you know, a product of the soil. That very first portion was already considered holy unto the Lord. Now you think about that. The first is holy. Do you know what? Hold on now. Do you know why God is absolutely powerful? It's because He's absolutely holy. Therefore, the first, which is holy, has power in it to sanctify and bless the entire lump. That simply means that first fruits are set apart. They're set aside for an intended purpose before the Lord. Now, for the ancient Israelites, they certainly understood this to mean not only the first of a grain harvest, but that thing of being only a sign of something greater. More importantly, it was their act of worship whereby they were making Jehovah God Himself first in every area of their lives. Wow, what a truth. First in their family. First in their daily routine. First in whatever vocation or career or business they were involved in. God had to be first. First in their recreation. God had to have the preeminence in their lives, in everything pertaining to the everydayness of their lives. The living God, our Creator, our Sustainer, had to be given absolute preeminence ahead of and above everything else. Let me continue to teach it to you from over in the book of Proverbs. Listen to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your substance. Here it is. With the first fruits of all your increase. That is, if He gave you another, the beginning of it, the first fruits of it must be holy, set apart for Him. And that's what's required for you and me to experience God's absolute best in our lives. Here's God's response to our obedience. You ready? Get ready. Your barns will overflow. they're going to be filled with plenty. Now, somebody should have just moved the coffee table out the way and given a shout. Our great, our gracious God is overwhelmingly, abundantly, and let me add, irrefutably clear in His word to us regarding His expectations for everyone who receives His free gift of salvation. Now remember that. You've already got that. Salvation, eternal life, forgiveness of your sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. All of us with no exemptions. When you and I choose, and remember this, it is always a choice. When we choose to honor the Lord with the first fruits of our life, of our labor, of our harvest, of our day, when we choose to bring Him the first fruits of what He has blessed us with, remember, it all comes from Him, then God continues to release His blessings to us. Listen now. This is very important. Come on in. I don't want you to miss this divine opportunity. Here's why. It only comes one time every year, in the first month of the year. So now, it's time to choose. Now remember, your obedience activates God's promise, God's provision, not only for a day or a week, but for the rest of the year. First fruits, January, first of the year. God is a God of seasons. You know that. He's a God of timing. Your Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus came to earth, watch me, at the appointed time. It was not random. Watch this. The Lord Jesus also came in due season. Timing. I've got it deeply in my heart for you to enjoy every one of the blessings that the Lord Jesus has already prepared for you in the rest of the year 2025. Double grace, double favor. It's all available. It's a declared year of double grace and double favor, but only you can release it into your life. And all you need to do right now is place Jesus Christ first at the very beginning of 2025. How, Pastor Rod? Well, I've been sharing it with you. With your first fruits offering. For some of you, your offering could be the increase from the first day of the year 2025, whatever amount that might be. Others, many, choose to set aside for the work of God's kingdom 1 week's increase, the first week of the first month of the year. Now, some, like Miss Joni and I do every year, we take everything, every increase of the entire month, and we place it before the Lord before the year even begins, our whole first month. What joy it brings to our hearts to obey His command to bring Him the first, the best of every year. I don't know what amount the Holy Spirit's speaking to you about. I only know He is speaking to you. And all you need to do is respond in obedience. Pick up that phone. It's always right there. Click in that number right there on your screen. Or you could snap that QR code. It'll take you right to rodparsley.com. Or you could send me that letter. Joni and I love to hold them. And you could do that. But you need to do it by January 31st. What will you place in the hands of God to let Him know He's first place in your life in 2025? All the information is right there on your screen. I hope you'll make yourself available to it. So very, very easy to release God's blessing for the rest of the year by sowing an obedient first fruits offering. I'll be back with a whole lot more to teach you in just a moment.
In this first month of the year, your obedience can activate God's promise of provision for the remaining 11 months. God has set before you a blessing and a curse. Choose wisely. When you honor the Lord with your substance and your first fruits of all your increase, you choose blessings in 2025. Obedience and honor opens the door to the promises of Psalm 25. Loving kindness is promised when you keep His covenant and place Him first of all in your life. Pray about what your commanded first fruits offering should be. Some respond with 1 day's increase, others give 1 week's increase, and some 1 month's increase. It's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen. It will take you directly to rodparsley.com. Every first fruits gift will move forward the work of this global soul-winning ministry. You can trust the 50-year record of integrity and faithfulness to the full gospel. Dr. Parsley will sow back into your life by sending you the brand new resource, First, God's Plan for Your Success. 3 messages on 6 discs, plus the companion book, There Are Secrets You Need to Discover That Place God First in Your Life, and the blessings that will follow. Please include your prayer requests and watch live January 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. God has already stored up blessings for you in 2025, but only you can release them from His heavenly storehouse. Give your first fruits offering today in obedience to His word.
Well, come on in now as we continue our discovery into God's word about how to release His blessing, how to position ourselves to receive His blessing for the rest of a new year. Well, at the beginning of any new year, new endeavor, new day, there's something that you and I can do to enter into overwhelming blessing and not have a part in the curse. And it begins, oddly enough, with an examination of ourselves. It's a time well spent at a family altar, in your personal prayer closet, maybe alone in your automobile at a park. I don't know where it is for you. But it's a time of introspection. And here's what we must do. We must honestly answer this question. Are you ready for it? Is God, or is He not, first in every area of my life? Is He first when you get up in the morning? Is He first when you're making a decision? Or has the leaven of sin crept in, stealing you of your power, daunting your effectiveness, causing you to carry in your countenance a dark cloud of oppression. Well, my dear precious friend, that's not the way God wants you to live. But the only antidote is to put God first. First in your family. Not what you want. Not what they want. What God wants first. First in your career. First in your relationship. My precious breakthrough partner, Curtis. Put God first and believes full well in the power of first fruits. Here's what he put in his letter to me. I've been working a full-time technical job. I've been believing God for a better opportunity that would open up more flexibility. Watch how he's putting God first. More flexibility for church and ministry. So, Curtis says, I sowed a seed. I believe for God to open the door. Then he took a step of faith. I applied for a position at work. I interviewed and I was elevated to a business role that brought with it, are you ready, an 82% increase. He says it's an absolute breakthrough. To God be the glory. Well, you know, I believe your obedience right now, just like Curtis obeyed, can set off a powerful chain of reaction. Blessing upon blessing, breakthrough upon breakthrough in the year of double grace and double favor 2025, when you started off according to God's word by sowing a first fruits offering in this, the first month of 2025. Now, perhaps this is your first exposure to the biblical teaching of first fruits. Well, now that you've heard, it's time to obey. You want to always offer to God first fruits, which are the best. You say, well, Pastor Rod, what is my best? Only the Holy Spirit can tell you that. But make it your best and make sure it's a first fruits of this year. And then get ready for the blessings of God as you sow your first fruits offering at the beginning of this year. God's blessing will flow throughout the year. So call right now. Do it. Pick up that phone. The number's right there on your screen. You do not want to be left out of a covering of the year as a result of your first fruit seed sown in January. So you can call, you can sit down and write to me. We love to get your letters, pray over them, or you can use the QR code right there on your screen. You just go to that QR app and click on it, and it'll take you right to rodparsley.com. Choose, make the choice to express to the Lord Jesus Christ that you've chosen of your own free volition, your will. You've chosen abundant life and blessing for 2025 by placing him first in your life.
In this first month of the year, your obedience can activate God's promise of provision for the remaining 11 months. God has set before you a blessing and a curse. Choose wisely. When you honor the Lord with your substance and your first fruits of all your increase, you choose blessings in 2025. Obedience and honor opens the door to the promises of Psalm 25. Loving kindness is promised when you keep His covenant and place Him first of all in your life. Pray about what your commanded first fruits offering should be. Some respond with 1 day's increase, others give 1 week's increase, and some 1 month's increase. It's not equal giving, but equal sacrifice. Call now or scan the QR code on your screen. It will take you directly to rodparsley.com. Every first fruits gift will move forward the work of this global soul-winning ministry. You can trust the 50-year record of integrity and faithfulness to the full gospel. Dr. Parsley will sow back into your life by sending you the brand new resource, First, God's Plan for Your Success. 3 messages on 6 discs, plus the companion book. There are secrets you need to discover that place God first in your life and the blessings that will follow. Please include your prayer requests and watch live January 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. God has already stored up blessings for you in 2025, but only you can release them from His heavenly storehouse. Give your first fruits offering today in obedience to His word.
Now listen, if you haven't already included your, and I always like to say urgent prayer request. Don't talk to God about that which doesn't really have any preeminence in your life. Talk to Him about those things that keep you walking the floor at night. And I want to agree with you in prayer. So send those prayer requests along with your first fruits offering for 2025. Now you need to do that now, because coming up on the last day of the month, Friday night, January 31st, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I will broadcast a very powerful live online prayer service. It's a time for you, time for me to stand together, united in our faith, believing God to move in the specific areas of your life you need Him to move the most. And I am declaring that this is the year you enter into God's plan, His overwhelming victory. So mark it down, do it now, Friday night, January 31st, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, live on Instagram, live at rodparsley.tv. Be a part of it. Let's agree together. Make 2025 the best year of your life in the history of ever. I'll see you next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.